Alright, this is the Israel and Martin podcast.
Martin.
I'm Israel.
First time. Just testing.
See how it goes.
He's eating tacos right now. I'm drinking a shake.
An Oreo shake from Jack in the Box. I mean, some tacos from Jack in the Box. Courtesy from Jack in the Box.
So yeah. Tell them what you're driving right now.
Well, now I'm driving. I don't want to tell them. Let's just explain to each other who we are. Okay, so my name is Israel. I'm age 22.
What the fuck is this?
No, like, what?
This ain't no fucking dating site.
No. Trust me. So it's the first podcast. They have to know how we look like. Just in case other people want to hear. Okay, so I'm age 22. I'm Hispanic. I make you panic. I was born in Mexico. But I'm a citizen. Fuck you then, right? Okay. Yeah, Mexican, 22. That's about it. Oh. That's about it. Yeah. Now you, Martin.
I'm Martin. I'm 5'8", since we're making a dating site right now. I'm Hispanic, too.
Wrong walk on the beat.
Well, I'm 5'8". What else you say?
Like walk beach.
I like to walk on the beach. That's about it. That's all you need to know. I'm buff as hell.
How old are you?
Handsome as hell.
How old are you?
So girls.
How old are you?
I am fucking 22. We are the same age.
If you want to know my story, look up the song by J. Cole.
Dreams. That's his story. Just listen to that.
Basically,
and
what
imagine
happened.
His voice.
Dreams, Aaliyah.
Okay, so tell us about your birthday Saturday.
Okay, so I turned 22 Saturday, May 25th, 2013. Still recording? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time. But my friend Martin here was working in the morning and in night also, for some reason.
Getting that money.
Now he was lying.
And I will not tell you where I work at.
What's
up? Fuck you, man. I work at Target.
All right. Now you work at
I work at Target.
Oh, yeah. You work at Target.
What a good friend.
So, yeah, it was a good time.
His birthday, no one bought him a present except for his aunt.
Yeah, and it was just short.
And it was short.
But I do. It was just short. But at least my aunt got me something. So
say hi to your aunt and tell her thank you.
Well, tía, gracias por los chores. Shut up. Unlike other bitches like you that didn't buy me shit.
What did you buy that, last
my month? Plan for next year is to have a car and to have a fucking place to stay and make a party with my friends.
I'm not included.
No, of course you are.
So, he is driving a car currently.
Does that really matter?
Yeah, it kind of matters. So, he has a 2012 Lincoln.
Yeah. It's the company's car.
Which they let him drive it for his birthday.
Yeah.
And he's eating tacos in it.
I should be fucking in this, but instead I'm eating tacos. That's how fucking lame my life is right now.
Yeah, and I'm with him. So.
Where's your... Do you have a girlfriend, Martin?
No, I do not. Yes, I do.
He does. She lives
don't,
in...
No, she.
Why can't we tell them?
Because they ain't that close to us. So hello.
We're trying to get close to them.
Well, it's the first one, so no.
Oh.
Little by little, we reveal shit. All right, so we are losers and weenies right now. Mm-hmm. We are trying to become social and...
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to become social. He's just trying
you
to...
You were like the worst... Exactly. Pick up partner because you don't do shit.
Well, you gotta motivate to. I'm not trying to pick him up. I'm
just trying to talk. Hold on. Let me finish this. Okay. Alright. Your excuse is that you have a girlfriend. So
it's not an excuse, it's a fact.
You have a girl. Whoa!
Damn, what you do?
I don't know, I took off the keys. The lights on there. yeah, Martin has a girlfriend.
Israel does not.
I don't, but his girlfriend, I can't tell him.
Nope. But my girlfriend is really a guy.
No.
No, no, we're just kidding.
I want these lights to turn off.
They will, man. There.
Damn.
Dim the lights.
Yeah. Yeah, so his excuse is that he has a girlfriend, that's why he doesn't approach girls.
Well.
Dude, what if that car just came by and just killed us? Dude, you had to turn on the light. Scares me, bro.
Looks like Alan's car.
Is it Alan?
That looks like Alan.
That's Alan now.
No, that's not Alan. So, this is the first time us doing a podcast.
Yeah, and this isn't going so well. Just us talking about how pussies we are.
But you will see us progress.
Yeah, we'll tell our progression.
So tell us how your date with your girl or the girl you went out with.
Yeah, I want to talk about the other dates.
Start with number one.
My story is that I haven't been good with women. I've always sucked with them. Every time I meet a girl, I've tried to get them on a date. Like, I show them how great I am. I'm perfect for her. But I always fuck it up. Somehow.
And I always try to give them advice.
But I don't listen.
Ever. So tell us your first experience.
My first pickup. Yeah?
Yeah, tell me.
I was 18. Or was that 17? I think I was 17 because I was pushing carts. And that was a UC. Wait, it could have been 18.
Could have been 18.
Just call it 17.
17.
That was a good age. I went to prom and everything.
I didn't.
Dude, do you regret not going to prom?
No. I never wanted to go.
I don't regret going to prom, but I regret.
Tell us the story.
Oh my God, we're not close enough. God, that was so bad.
It was a bad experience, but he will tell you.
I will tell you in future episodes, if there is any.
Which we will try if someone actually listens to this.
Yes.
Which we're hoping at least one person will listen to it and gets inspired.
If it's at least 10 people, it's worth keep on doing it.
Yeah. You can entertain 10 people. It's worth it. We first have to find out how to put this on a podcast.
You email it, and then you just upload it. That's it.
Not where though?
Huh?
Where though? Like iTunes or something?
No, we just. Oh yeah.
We could do that, can't we?
Yeah.
It will be free.
No, we're 29 minutes.
Until and we actually make
we're going to charge you that bullshit $129.
And you get premium packages.
Like, you get to hear our sex stories, which are none. Martin has some.
I got a couple, so. And those will maybe come after it with the approval of a certain someone.
His girlfriend.
Yeah.
Trust
me, there will be nice stories that I will tell you guys if you guys listen to this.
Masturbation material.
How long should we make this podcast?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
That's how most of them are.
Yeah, okay. So let's make it 30 minutes. If people hear it,
do we cut it into pieces?
Like, get the sucky stuff out.
Like what we're talking right now?
I kind of like this stuff. We should just make some.
We should just make it, and if it doesn't, yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah, we could just review it and see what we could edit out, what we could edit.
Please review us on the iTunes. Give us 5 stars.
We're just trying to inspire.
They probably won't even understand me. They'll be like, his voice is weird. I barely
God,
understand.
That is a guy. He's so fucking annoying. Why is he always eating? Yeah, and we usually do this like every Monday or Tuesday, so. We might be eating.
Every Friday.
We might be eating while we do this, case. Just to let you guys know.
Yeah.
But like we were saying, we were trying to do progress with picking up and
we're trying to get
socializing.
We're trying to make it better. become better people and become better at picking up girls. Not picking up girls, but like making friends also.
Friends, socializing.
Right now I'm talking to a girl. I won't say her name, but I'm talking to a girl and I think I already fucked it up. But
he fucks up a lot, so
just, I fuck up a lot. Yeah. So you're gonna hear a lot of me fucking up. But basically this reason of this podcast is us trying to get better. Right now, I feel like we're at the lowest of our
high school lives.
No, we're 4 years out of high school. All our friends are graduating the universities, and we haven't done shit.
No, they're not. Calm down.
Well, graduated fucking SSU. No, I mean fucking SRJC.
Okay, she graduated high school twice.
Yo, is that high school?
Pretty much. I mean, you get degrees, but it's not really much you could do with that. Well, you could if you actually put some effort in it. But I don't care. I like what I do.
Well, wait, really, is she going to do a 4-year? I should send her a text.
And, yeah, you guys...
Next week, I fucked it up! I don't know, I just said, hey, baby, what's up? What's good?
You think we'll ever get, like, David and Alan in these podcasts? What if they become...
Dude, we'll have guests.
If right. They... We might have a couple drunk girls, you never know.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Depends on how this goes success-wise. We might make some. We're hoping we do good.
Yo, we're in the middle of a parking lot in a place that we don't even
know. Yeah, let's describe where we're at. Okay.
We're like in the rich M section is known, is this place is known as M section. Section.
And it's the rich part of where we live.
Yeah.
The richest part.
The safest part, I guess.
Safest, yeah. That's why we're always here.
We're always here.
We are parked in front of a tree with a porta potty to the right side and a garbage
on the left. On the left side. Literally there is.
We're the only weenies here in the parking lot, so.
Yo, I got a good idea for the picture of our podcast.
What?
Just the parking lot right here.
Yeah.
That's a good one, huh? Yeah. That's a good one.
And there's a girl in front. That's pretty cute. She always...
Oh, she's zooming with my camera.
No. No creepy stuff today. And for the record, Izzy has been called a creep.
So. Yeah. Oh, I should tell my stories.
Tell your story.
No, I think I should start with...
Tell one creep story.
One creep story?
One creep story that okay. I called you a creep.
Okay, I was in Mexico. This was like, what, 2000 and... I want to say 8? Yeah, 2008. Yeah, 2008. And there was some girl on top. And I remember my cousin told her that... I said that I thought she was cute. And then she looks at me and screams at me, "You look like a monster." And I was like, "What?" Like, I didn't say that, but I was just like,
you
I was
thought
like,
that.
Yeah, I thought that because I wasn't, yeah. And I was like, that's the most fucked up
how
shit.
How old were you?
17.
Damn, everything happened to you at 17.
Right. Everything bad happened to me. And then I like disappeared when I was like
18,
19, 20. And then I came back. I didn't come back. But like, I started like getting better and approaching girls at age 21, which was last year. This year has been so far. It's been pretty good. I started going on dates with girls starting last year, and I've dated around what, 10 girls,
probably.
Gone on dates like dinner dates with 10 girls, maybe more.
Man, we got a couple stories we could tell them.
Right? Dude, I got a lot of stories, but. Yeah. On the, like, yeah.
He's a story man. He's the one that...
I got stories for days.
Sad ones.
Funny ones.
Depressing ones.
Gay ones.
Him in the bathroom drinking it off ones.
Yeah.
So, we will have a couple more of you guys listening to this. So, tell them about the girl today.
Come on. Nah, I think I should tell them that story. What kind of story? Which one?
Tell them a story.
Okay, I just need to fucking tell you guys a story. Okay. So, this is the first approach, because...
First girl
I ever approached. Should be a short story. Yeah, okay, so she approached me. No, she worked at... I worked at Food Max, or a store, like, around here called Food Max, a grocery store. And, fuck. I can't believe you said this.
Sorry. We can cut that out.
Yeah, I get it. Ah, fucking leave it.
Go.
Mount Lincoln. So anyways, how long did it take? 15 minutes. Okay, halfway through the podcast. Yeah, she worked at the same place I worked at, a grocery store. And she was cashier. I was a utility clerk, just like a guy who pushes the carts and cleans the store.
So what he's saying is he used to clean the bathrooms.
I did. Okay. Oh my god. Ugh.
He has a couple of shit stories
too. Yeah, literally shit on the walls. And like, who does that? And like, grandpa's going in there shitting all over the fucking toilet.
Hey man, they're old.
Oh god. Yeah, I guess. But still, shouldn't be a job for a 17-year-old.
Okay, so continue.
Yeah, she was cashier. And then all my buddies from work told me like, yeah, you won't get our number. You're a pussy and shit. And I was like, just watch.
Am I a pussy?
Basically, I was questioning my existence. So I go, I'm pushing carts. No, I wasn't pushing carts. I was supposed to be inside cleaning the store. But I went out like I was pushing carts. Because I didn't give a fuck. Because, like, I did what I wanted to do. If I want to clean the toilet, I clean the toilet.
And for the record, we're not bad people. We don't smoke weed. We don't do drugs.
What the fuck are you telling me? Okay. Yeah, that's how we don't get pussy.
Yeah.
Basically, we're like good kids. We were taught wrong. We barely realized all the bullshit we were taught is fucking bullshit.
No, I like how I grew up, so.
Yeah, we grew up good kids, but goddamn. Anyways, so I'm waiting outside, like, near the cars, and like a creep, I knew what time she was going to get off. So I see her walking out, and I go up to her, I'm like, what did I say? I said, hi, and I was like, what's your name? And she was like, blah, 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 I forgot her name. And then I was like, oh, my name's Israel. And I asked her, so you worked in Santa Rosa?
Right?
What?
She worked with you, though, right?
She came from Santa Rosa to work from the other town over to work from that store to work over here for a day because we didn't have any workers. Mm. And then she was talking to me and I was talking to her. And then when I asked for her number, I fucking like, it felt like surreal. Like it was like, I was all numb. Like it felt unreal. Like it hurt me. Cause I've never gotten like, before that I never asked for a girl's number or even tried to approach a girl. And then she was like, I have a boyfriend, but we could be friends. And I was like, okay, cool.
Which means she does not like you and get the fuck away from me.
No, she wanted the D. But anyways, so I would just text this girl. Text her back and forth. But that's all I led to, just texting back and forth. And then it just died out like it always does. But that was my first... First approach.
That's not true, though. Remember you told me that one time you approached a girl and you just blatantly, you just asked for her number?
Oh, that was last year.
Oh, that was last year?
That was last year.
Went to her and asked for her
number? That's when I wanted to start learning how to do pickup, like good, was last year. And I was like, you just gotta get past the first one. They always kept on telling me what I would listen to. And then I was like, fuck it. And then I went, I saw her. She was like, all right looking. Go up to her, I'm like, hey, I saw you. I thought you were cute. You can have your number. And she was like, oh, sorry, no, I have a boyfriend. It's always the nice girls that have a boyfriend because she was a dumb bitch, dumb bad bitch, whatever they call them. She would like be cocksucking everything in the world.
She would be cocksucking everything cocksuck in the world.
Words of the wise man.
So Israel likes to go to clubs.
Oh, yeah, I go to clubs, but it's just dumb bitches. Actually, I went to the club like a couple weeks ago, and I met a girl through a friend's friend. And then she barely goes to the clubs. And like the only reason she went to the club that weekend was because her friend was in town. So we'll see how that goes. But I don't know.
So it's your sister's friend's friend.
My sister's friend, yeah. My sister's friend that's a guy's friend.
The gay guy.
No, not the gay guy.
The gay guy that's in love with you.
No. Stop. What was I saying?
About that girl that you called. Oh, I mean that you tried to get her number. She had a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Good girls, bad girls.
Bad girls, club girls. She was at the club, met this girl. I think, well, the girl that I'm talking to right now, that I think we'll meet each other soon. I think Thursday, because she lives in, like, some place, some other town far away from me, like, 40, 30 minutes away. And she comes into town for her internship. But we'll see.
To what?
Oh, she fucking works in a federal building, fucking with working with domestic violent cases.
Like girls that get beat up.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'll beat it up. Not what.
We don't eat tacos now.
No more tacos.
Are we really gonna make this 30 minutes?
Huh?
Are we really gonna make this 30 minutes?
We're at 22 minutes. We got 7 minutes.
Whoa. And we're recording this on a phone, so.
I think we'll get better sound quality next week.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You never know. Depends if. For the record, Israel is horrible with money.
Oh, I'm really bad with money. Okay. So, the goal of this podcast is that by this time next year, around my birthday, we'd both be moved out. I'd have my car, because I don't have a fucking car.
Well, we're trying to do that this year.
Yeah, but by the time,
someone's out there.
I know. I got scared too, but then I saw a gym bag. So, anyways, I'll have my car. We'll both be moved out by then. Probably Martino will have his girlfriend over from where she's from.
Thank you.
And I'll have my girlfriend. Or probably have like hella girls on me.
Possibly not.
Dude, if I'm in the same place next year, swear to God, I'm going to be pissed off.
I'll kill you.
Yo!
Please listen to this podcast.
Please listen.
The last resource he has.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna be listening to like to ourselves and like, yo, I gotta get on that shit. This will be like 3 months in.
We're using this as motivation for ourselves.
Motivation.
Oh shit.
Dude, careful, man. Shit. In my car.
You have paper towels? I only need like one.
No, I just got tacos. Oh. No, I just talked about it. Yeah, dude. See if I can beat that pussy up.
He is just trying to get girls. Well, I'm trying to friend girls. He's the bad one. I'm the good one. Can I move this shit? So how's your soccer team going?
Oh, all right. We lost again. But,
Indoor co-ed?
Co-ed and men's.
Dang.
Yeah.
Not very good, huh?
No.
And he did not want me on his team because he said I was...
No, bitch! Friend. Don't fucking lie to them. Tell them the truth.
The truth was he didn't want me on his team because he said I'm not his friend. No, I just didn't want to be on his team.
Fuck my soccer team.
Why? How's it?
Yo, don't say her name.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Oh my god.
Can you use?
Yo, I'm beeping this out.
Why? It's gonna be like.
Yo, that's a bad person if he passes his top. Wow. Don't fuck with him.
Did he pass it?
Yeah.
Bad person. He's a redneck.
Oh.
So, like we said, we're in the rich part of town, which means a lot of white people.
Want some chips?
No Mexicans, except for us two, at the park.
We'll get lunch if we're seen. Minutes are left. We got 5 minutes. So, basically... We're going to be moved out. We're going to have our own place, have my own car, our girls.
We're trying to do it by this year.
By this year.
Not by next year.
By this year, but this time this year we'll have all that.
Yeah, hopefully. We are getting on that. We are trying to work to get that.
What about for our careers?
Well, I mean, we'll fall into that.
Like, dude, I ain't trying to have a kid until I'm 40.
He's not trying to have a kid till 40.
And then when he's 20, right, I'll be 60. That sounds good.
That's gross, man. You're going to be dead.
Yeah, I guess so.
High cholesterol.
Dude, one day we'll be dead.
No shit. We will always be dead.
Shit, we gotta fucking try, dude. Cause like we gotta try, but we also gotta live.
We are living. Don't make this depressing. Stop.
Yo, where do we put this?
There's garbage cans like right here.
Oh. All right. Oh, we still got 3 minutes. Well, come on! Anything you want to add, Martin, to the end of the podcast?
I want to add that I gotta go to the bathroom.
You have to go to the bathroom? There's a bathroom right there.
No, I'm not going in there.
Alright, dude. Alright, we're gonna about to end it because I gotta go pick up my brother.
How old is your brother?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about family. I have one little brother. He's 16, and two older sisters, and one younger sister.
And I just got two older sisters, a mom and a dad.
Oh, I got a mom and a dad, too.
Yeah, now he has a mom and dad.
Yeah, I forgot I had some. But, yeah. Just subscribe to, like, when we put new podcast every
once a week, most likely. If not, if you guys actually listen to this and like
it. Yeah, we'll do five podcasts. 10?
10 what?
Ten in like a one month. A week.
One a week?
Once a week.
Yeah, we'll try to do once.
Once a week, how many? 8. 2 months.
2 months, 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make 8. If not, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. We'll try to be better, funnier, I don't know.
Give
us advice on what you want to hear.
What do you guys want to hear from us? We'll tell you stories
about tell us in the comments of the iTunes reviews?
Comments, either iTunes or on YouTube, wherever it is that we put.
No. Send email us at the Israel and Martin Show @gmail.com.
Nah, it ain't gonna be the Martin Show and Israel Show. It's not gonna be those.
How about the Martinez Show?
What about me, bitch?
Yeah, Martin and then Ez. That's like my last name. My name is Israel Martinez.
Wow.
My social security is. Alright, I'll bleep that out.
Up on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll have our own Facebook. We'll have our own Facebook page. So
girls, listen to this. We will be
listen, let's give us advice.
Give us advice, too.
What do you want to hear so you can get to know us better so you can give us better advice?
Tell us what to do to talk to girls. Random girls.
Uh-huh.
On the street, wherever it is, store, picking up stuff. We just want to make friends. Well, Israel's trying to
I'm trying to function, yeah.
Function.
Function.
I'm trying to make friends.
Hey, we got 20 seconds.
So, like, subscribe, whatever it is we do. I don't know what the hell we're
going to
do.
Fucking jerk off.
Jerk off to this. I don't care. Just do what you got to do. Spread the word on us. If you like it, listen to it every week. Support us. We'll be doing this, even if no one listens to it.